everyone, welcome back to Get Real on iHeartRadio. If you know me, hi, welcome back. If you don't, I'm your host, Abby, of this fantastic, lovely show, and I am so glad to have you all here. So this week, I think we are talking about setting boundaries with your friends and why it's important. And I'll have the answer coming up. All right. Another thing. I want to give a super quick shout out to a local Tucson band called Chaotic Energy, who released an album not too long ago, and you can find their album on Spotify. Okay, so setting boundaries with your friends. Let me get real for a minute. I'm sorry, that was so bad. Okay, anywho, if your friends don't respect your boundaries, they're not your friends. That's the first thing I want to like lay on the table. Is that never in a million years, please don't mistake someone for a friend if they are not going to respect a boundary. Because if your friend gets pissed off at you because you tried to set a boundary with them, that's a red flag right there. Like that's that, girly pop, your radar should be shooting very, very high right now. So one thing, if they get mad at you for trying to set a boundary, that's a red flag. Another red flag is that they ask a lot of questions about that said boundary when you've explicitly told them not to. Now, I know that you're thinking, you're like, well, I mean, people can be curious, right? Yes, to a certain extent, because there's a difference between being curious and trying to figure out all of your moves. And what I mean by that is a traditionally emotionally manipulative person is going to try and figure out everything that they can about you and then use it to attack you later. And I know that I sound so untrusting of people when I talk about this, but I know this from experience. People who emotionally manipulate you want to know every single thing about you so they can know how to attack you. And it sounds, oh my god, it sounds so demented, but I pinky promise you guys, it's something you need to be on the lookout for. So for instance, right? I set a very, very strict boundary with a friend. Why? Because it's something that can cause me to emotionally spiral, or it's something that I just don't want to talk about. For instance, one of me and my friends have a boundary, okay? Our boundary is politics. We have different political opinions, and we know that if we got into it, we would both end up hurting each other's feelings. So we just point blank don't talk about it. And it sounds very, it sounds very formal. It sounds so like contracted, you know, where it's like we both agreed, we both signed here, and here, and we agreed that we are not going to talk about politics. It's not like that at all. We both knew very early on that since we have both have different political opinions, that's probably something we shouldn't talk about. Now, an issue is when people are like, well, I get the reason for setting boundaries, but how do you set a boundary? I'm gonna tell you, okay? My thing that I always do that works 99.9% of the time is acknowledge and defer. What does that mean? Someone says something to you, you acknowledge it first off, because you don't want to be like rude about it. You don't want to be like, all right, like screw you, but you want to acknowledge it. So if they're like, hey, did you hear about this? You can be like, yeah, and then, wait, what did I say? Acknowledge and defer, okay? I'm sorry. So you acknowledge what they're saying and you defer from the subject. So if someone says, did you hear about this? Yeah, I did. Did you hear about something that happened, you know, like, I don't know, just something completely, completely different. And if that person keeps doing it, here are two things that could happen. One, they catch on and they know that that's just something that you don't want to talk about. Or two, they keep pushing until they can get something out of you. Now, I highly suggest that if they keep pushing, your radar needs to switch on. That's a person you need to be very careful around, because that could be a sign that they are trying to emotionally manipulate you, and that's going to send you into a deep spiral that I can talk about later. However, if they do eventually catch on and start to respect it, that's your friend right there. You know, because you can't blame someone for not knowing your limit. You cannot blame somebody for not knowing what you want to and don't want to talk about. However, you can start to blame someone when they know full well that that's not something you want to talk about, but they keep pushing, they keep digging, trying to get something. They're trying to get some sort of fulfillment out of you. They're trying to get you to do something entertaining about the subject. And that's someone who's emotionally manipulative, and that's a person you need to be careful of. Now, how do you set a boundary with yourself? And that sounds really, really odd, because you're like, well, I mean, I know my own limits, so why couldn't I just, like, stop thinking about these things? Here's the one magic word that everyone seems to forget about. Or I guess it's, yeah, it's two words. All right, anyway. Intrusive thoughts. What are intrusive thoughts? Intrusive thoughts are thoughts that make you spiral out of control, right? Like, they make you depressed. They make you really anxious. Like, for instance, for me, right? I, most of the time, cannot look at one of those Instagram, like, mental health pages because it makes me feel really depressed. I get so depressed and I start spiraling. And tonight, I broke a boundary with myself that I'm not proud of, but I did. And I looked at a mental health page and I started, like, really just, like, I got so sad so quickly. And then I also realized, I was like, all right, no. Here's what we're gonna do. Since I'm too stubborn to talk to anyone, since I am way too stubborn to talk to my parents, this is what I do. This is my therapy right here. I talk about things to you. You know, so in a way, you guys are my therapist, but I'm also my therapist. So I really don't know where that corresponds with each other. But, you know, it's a happy medium, I guess. And tonight I broke a boundary. And I kind of forgot that it was a boundary that I didn't really realize I had. But now after looking at that mental health page, I realized that's a boundary for me. I cannot look at those mental health pages and then feel happy. You know, don't ask me why. I'm not really sure why. I really cannot. And it sounds so stupid. You know, it's, oh my God, it sounds so stupid because those pages are meant to bring awareness to depression and anxiety, but all it does is it makes me feel more depressed. It makes me feel so awful about my own feelings, you know, and then I start getting intrusive thoughts about, like, well, what if you're not good enough? What if you're not doing this right? Or what if you're not pretty enough? Or what if you're doing this, and this wrong? And then I start to, you know, spiral like one does. And then I came out of it. I came up to my mic and I was like, all right, we're going to record this episode for this week. You know, this is the third time I've recorded this episode. Why? Because I get so distracted. So I'm sitting my ass down. We're going to record this episode. This is how it's going to go. This is how I pull myself out of this. I have found a healthy way to get myself out of a depressive spiral. And that's something that a lot of people don't realize can happen. You just need one thing. Literally, it can be the tiniest little thing. I know some people who, they're having a rough time, they go and, like, make something. Like, they go cook, you know? And that helps them. However, I come over here and I talk about it. You know, it's not something that you need to really hide from. It's not something that you need to do. It's not something that you need to be ashamed of. It's something that you can come here and you can hear about. You know, I hope that what I'm talking about really relates to teens or relates to literally anyone watching this. But if it doesn't, I hope you learn something. If you have not personally experienced it, that's fine. You know, I'm not expecting you to, you know, feel a certain way. I'm not expecting you to want to feel a certain way. I just expect that you come here and listen and you hear me out. You know, you set boundaries with your friends and then you set a boundary with yourself. When you break the boundary, you have to find a way to cope. Now, when finding a boundary with a friend, if someone breaks that boundary with a friend, my strongest recommendation is that you remove yourself from the situation overall. Like, you're just done. You know, someone starts talking to me, I'll be like, oh, I'm gonna go get something. And then I calm myself down to the point where I can rejoin the situation. Now, when I start spiraling, like, emotionally, I come over here and I record episodes. I have so many episodes that are not going to be released because they are way too emotional. And it's just one of those things where you need one way out. You need one way out. And I've given you my ways. Now, some ways that you could get yourself out of an emotional spiral. Coloring. That is supposedly really good. Sleep, honestly. Sometimes a good fat nap helps a lot. You could cook. You could bake. You could clean. There are so many coping mechanisms out there. And I don't know. Oh my God. You did not just hear that. I just had to plug my nose because I was going to sneeze and then I realized I sound like this. Yeah, that's probably not good. Hey guys. Anyway, you just need one way to get yourself out of that certain situation that you feel like you were always in. And there's no limit to your feelings. There is no reason why you should ever feel like your feelings are not valid. And that's the thing that really pisses me off sometimes, is when people try to invalidate your feelings. You know, when you're literally, if you're setting a boundary, that boundary is for you to know and for you to know only. You know, if you feel comfortable sharing that with someone else, by all means, go ahead and do it. But do not feel forced to share your boundaries with someone else just because they won't respect it as it is. You know, if your friend should love you and all of you, all of your boundaries, all of your restrictions. If they don't, they're not your friend. Don't surround yourself with people who are constantly trying to push you over the edge, because that is not healthy. It's not good. It is not overall okay. And I don't think that we should start normalizing the fact that people can be curious. There are some things that you can ask questions about. That's fine. Just be careful of the questions you're asking. If I have a barrier for a boy, right? Me and my friends know this one guy. If I don't want to talk about that guy, it's because something happened with that guy that I don't want to tell you. And it's not something that needs to be completely deep. It's not something that has to be emotionally, traumatizing. It could just be a sore subject for you. And that's okay. That's your boundary right there. And if your friend doesn't respect that, they're not your friend. And I'm just urging you, when you create a boundary with your friend and your friend is well aware of it, keep your guard up for a little bit. Make sure that they're actually respecting your boundaries instead of subconsciously or very passive aggressively talking about that one thing that you do not want to talk about. Keep your guard up, right? And I know that it's probably bad advice to say, well, keep your guard up around your friends. No, I'm not saying keep your guard up around your friends. I'm saying keep your guard up when you set a boundary. Why would you put up a fence and not have it have any little thorny thingies on it to keep it there? You know, why would you just put up a fence? Why wouldn't you make sure that it stays a fence, right? You need precautions. You need solid roots. Lay down the roots and make sure that it starts to grow. Your roots are your boundaries, right? Make sure that the plant meaning respect for the boundary, grows and strengthens. The more respect someone has for a boundary, the better a friend they are. And no one's perfect. I'm not saying that anyone is perfect by any means. I'm just saying that it doesn't take a whole lot to respect a boundary. And whatever your boundary may be, and for whatever reason, it's valid and it should be respected and appreciated. And that is on that. That's on, period. Thank you very much. All right, that has been it. Oh my God, this is kind of a shorter episode. Oops. Anyway, thank you guys so much for watching. I will see you all next week. Bye.